Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. A sure sign of summer in Fortuna is not the sunshine or the festivals or even farmers market. Although they are great indicators, it's not what convinces me that summertime is around the corner. I start dusting off the deck furniture when I see the high school FFA kids walking their sheep down Main Street. I get such a kick out of it, and I look forward to it every May and June. The sheep are on the sidewalk, so happy summer. Another part of summer that isn't always as welcomed are summer replacement series on television. There are some that I love. America's Got Talent, American Ninja Warriors. They're fluffy and fun. Not so much a show called Downward Dog. Downward Dog is an American comedy television series broadcast on ABC based on a web series by Animal Media Group. The series follows the adventures of Martin, a philosophical dog who has to live with his owner, Nan, a millennial, who has no more time for him because of her work at Clark and Bow Outfitters. I got that description from Wikipedia. They misspelled millennial, so take it for what it's worth. I love dogs, so when I was slipping through the channels and saw that show, I had to stop and watch. I lasted about 10 minutes, and then I couldn't watch anymore. I guess the key term in the description is millennial, and what commercial television producers think about millennials. Here's a typical conversation by the dog. I was like, give me some food, but she was like, not now, because I have to go to the store first. But it's not just the dog who talks like that. It's his owner, too. And I'm not exaggerating. There was a like in every sentence. Here's where I take umbrage. First, why in the world would a television show include the annoying habit of saying like all the time? Many teenagers already have a tough time with overusing the word like. Why, oh why, would you put something on television that reinforces that horrible habit? Second, they seem to be trying to appeal to a younger demographic with this sounding like it's not scripted, but it's scripted dialogue. Do they think we don't notice that every sentence has a like in it? Sometimes a sentence has two likes in it for a full half hour. And I'm not talking about using like as a comparison in a sentence. For instance, this show is like listening to nails on a chalkboard. Do they even make chalkboards anymore? Well, anyway, you get my drift. I gave it another shot last week, and I lasted for 2 minutes. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, like, shame on me. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.